وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise you in rank. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa ma ubarri'u nafsi. Innan nafsa la ammaratun bisu' illa ma rahima rabbi. Inna rabbi ghafurur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, continuing with the story of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, when he interpreted the dreams of the two youth that were in the prison with him. Now, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam says that he was innocent, but he says, "Wama ubarri wa nafsi." He says, "I do not absolve myself of all faults." Surely the soul insistently commands a person to do evil. So our nafs is inclined towards evil. Illa ma rahima rabbi, except on whom Allah showers mercy. And then he says, Inna rabbi ghafoorur rahim. So he did not attribute anything to himself. He attributed to the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved him from immorality. So, Inna rabbi ghafoorur rahim, undoubtedly my Rabb is most forgiving and most merciful. So the king said, bring Yusuf alayhi salam to me so that I may keep him exclusively for myself. He must be one of my special ministers. So when the king spoke to him, Yusuf alayhi salam said, verily you are a man of honor and trustworthiness within us. The king then said to Yusuf alayhi salam about the preparations he needed to make for the years of drought. So Yusuf alayhi salam advised him that the people should consume only that which was necessary in the first 7 years. So he told the king that the rest of the crops should be preserved in their ears so that they are not eaten by vermin and will be good enough to eat during the 7 years of drought. He also told the king that the drought will affect the neighboring districts as well, and that the neighboring countries as well, and that Egypt should assist those who came for provisions. So he added that those coming for provisions could be asked to pay a nominal amount so that it could bolster the state treasury, and while also assisting the other people. So the question now arose that who would administer the financial affairs of the state during this period of time. So Yusuf alayhi salam spoke out and he said, appoint me as the minister over the treasures, the finances and the resources of the land. Ij'alni ala khaza'in al-ard. And what did he say? He said, inni hafizun alim. This, every politician in the world, if he practices on this, there will be a smooth, you know, operation of countries in the entire world. He says, indeed, I am protective, I'm trustworthy. And ask that to the ministers today. And knowledgeable, I have the necessary skills for the post. So Yusuf alayhi salam's beauty landed him up in prison, or landed him up in the depth of the well. But to ascend to the status of a finance minister, what did he say? He says, Inni hafizun alim, I'm protective and trustworthy and knowledgeable. So trustworthiness, ilm and knowledge will take a person and propel him to great heights as well. So in this manner, we had rescued him from the prison. We granted authority and power to Yusuf alayhi salam in the land. He could live wherever he willed instead of being now confined to a prison cell. So we shower our mercy upon whom we wish, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we do not put to waste and spoil the reward of those who do good. So we'll certainly receive the reward for all the good that we have done. وَلَأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Undoubtedly, the reward of the Akhirah is best for those who have Iman and who adopt Taqwa. So eventually, when the drought began taking its toll, people from the outlying areas began to come to Egypt in search of food. And among those who came from Canaan were the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam. Now look at the tables, how they've turned. So Yusuf alayhi salam's brothers came and entered into his presence to buy food. So he recognized them, but they didn't recognize him. So then, pretending not to recognize him, Yusuf alayhi salam asked them about themselves, and they told him that their father did not allow one of their siblings, their brothers, to accompany them because the father feared that he would also lose him just as he had lost his other son previously. So Yusuf alayhi salam really wanted to meet his real brother Binyamin. So when he prepared their provisions, after entertaining them and giving them what they needed, he said, "Bring your brother, Binyamin," referring to Binyamin. He didn't say, he just said, "Bring your brother to me from your father when you return for more provisions, so that I may be sure that the extra load of provisions that you are taking is really meant for him. Do you not see that I grant measure in full and that I am the best of hosts, as Yusuf alayhi salam told his brothers. So if you do not bring him to me, it would mean that you are lying and taking an extra load for nothing. So you will have no measure of provisions from me in the future, nor shall you receive any favors from me. You won't even come close unto me." So they said, "We shall try to persuade his father," referring to Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam. All right, and they said, "Wa inna lafa'ilun," we will definitely do so. So to ensure that they would not fail to return a second time because of lack of money, Yusuf alayhi salam said to his attendants, "Place their funds with which they paid for their food back into their carriages in their bags, so that they may recognize it when they return to their families, and so that they may come back again happily." So when they returned to their father, they said, "O our father, a measure of food shall be denied to us if we do not present our younger brother Binyamin to the minister. So send our brother with us, so that we may bring extra grain." So knowing that their father would not trust them with him, they added, "Wa inna lahu lahafizun," and indeed we shall certainly guard him very well. So Yusuf Yaqub alayhi salam said, "Should I trust you with him as I trusted you with his brother Yusuf?" You know, you made the same promise that time. But and then he said, "However, if you have to take him along to secure our food, then I'm convinced that Allah is the best protector." He didn't say his sons are the best, he said Allah. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And this is one thing that this one ayah that we must learn and say it in times when we need protection. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. Allah is the best protector. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. He's the most merciful of those who show mercy. So when they opened their provisions and they found their funds returned to them, they said, "Oh, our father, what more can we want? Yeah, our funds have been returned to us. So we'll go back and we shall bring food for our family, protect our brother, and have an extra camel load. And this measure of grains that we have presently is inadequate, so we can bring some more." So Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam said, "I shall never send him with you until you give me a solemn oath from Allah that you will definitely return him to me, unless you are surrounded, under severe circumstances beyond your control, and some external factors. But other than that, you know what I mean, place your trust in Allah." So when they gave him the oath, he said, "Allah is watchful over what we say." قَالَ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا نَقُولُ وَكِيلٌ. We must always remember that whatever we utter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watchful over them. So he also gave them an advice. He said, "O my sons, do not enter through one gate, but enter from different gates." And this is a precaution when you travel anywhere. You mustn't become conspicuous. "I cannot be of any benefit to you against the will of Allah." So everything benefit only comes from Allah. Decisions rest with Allah. Only on him do I rely, and all those who pin their reliance should rely on him. وَعَلَيْهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. So when they entered, as the father instructed them, then they went to Jacob, they went to Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is knowledgeable of all these things, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it possible that now they came in the presence of Yusuf alayhi salam, and he made his brother Yusuf alayhi salam made his brother Binyamin stay with him, and told him, "I am indeed your brother." He broke the news to him. Do not worry about what the ill treatment of frowning and taunting you. You know, your brothers. Don't worry about that. I shall try to keep you here with me. So Yusuf alayhi salam recognized his brother, and he confided in his brother, and he told him. So some of the tafasir say that Binyamin was crying. You know, he said, and Yusuf alayhi salam told him, "Would you not take me as a brother?" He said, "No, I miss my brother Yusuf." And then Yusuf alayhi salam at the time embraced him and cried and told him the reality of his story, and that they are the real brothers. So this was the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Yusuf alayhi salam prepared the provisions for them, he had placed a drinking cup in his brother's carriage. So those who were working for him, he told them, "Put this drinking cup in his brother's carriage, you know, in his baggage." Thereafter, an announcer announced, O caravan, verily you are thieves," referring now to Yusuf alayhi salam's brothers. So advancing to men towards them, they said, what have you lost?" So they said that, "We have lost the drinking cup of the king. There shall be a camel's load of whoever brings it forth, and I stand guarantee for this reward." So they said, "By Allah, we take an oath. You are well aware of the fact that we have not come to cause mischief in the land, nor are we thieves." So the announcer asked, "What will the penalty be if you are lying?" So they replied, "According to the law of our land, the penalty is that the person in whose bag it is found, there will be a repayment for it. But this is how they punish oppressors. So they began watching, searching the satchels, and before the satchel of his real brother came, they searched all the other brothers, and they found nothing in it. So thus did he inspire a plan for Yusuf alayhi salam, right? And he could not keep his brother back according to the law of the king, except if Allah will. So he used this particular method in keeping his brother behind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very knowledgeable, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. So the brother said, "If he has stolen, then surely his brother before him must have also stolen." So Yusuf alayhi salam, you know, they were referring to him, concealed this false accusation in his heart and did not disclose it to them at that particular time. He said, "You are worse off because you stole a son from his father." You know, this was referring to. So Allah knows best what you speak. So they submitted and they told the minister, the Yusuf alayhi salam, that Binyamin has an extremely old father who would be devastated if he's kept behind, you know, after the loss of his previous son. So take one of us in his place. Verily, we deem you to be a very kind one, you know. So Yusuf alayhi salam said again, "Ma'adallah, may Allah protect us." Then Yusuf alayhi salam, told them, I will only take it from the one by whom I found it." So when they grew despondent, then the elders of them said, "Do you know that your father has taken from you a solemn oath from Allah before you had failed in your duty towards Yusuf alayhi salam?" So his name was Yehuda, the brother, and he said, "Now I shall never leave this land until my father permits me. So Allah decides my matter. He's the best of deciders. So return to your father and say, oh father, indeed your son has stolen, and we are testifying only to what we know, and we have no knowledge of the unseen. So you may ask the people in the town in which we were, and the caravan whom we accompanied back. We are really truthful people." So Yaqub alayhi salam,
See, he said, but your souls have made up this matter for you. However, I will exercise patience without any complaint. Perchance Allah will bring them all, referring to Bin Yamin and Yusuf alayhi salam, and to Bin Yamin and to Yehuda. So without doubt, he is all-knowing and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wise. So he turned away from them and he said, oh, my grief for Yusuf. Ya asafa ala Yusuf. وَبْيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ فَهُوَ كَزِيمٌ. His eyes had turned white with sorrow. He was gone blind and he was suppressing all his sorrow all the time. So his son said, by Allah, you keep mentioning Yusuf until you waste away or become totally destroyed. So he replied, إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I'm not complaining to you. I complain of my sorrow and my grief only to Allah. I have been granted such knowledge from Allah that you do not know. So, oh my sons, go back to Yusuf alayhi salam. So, inshallah, we've taken up much of your time, but we shall continue with the last portion of the story and then speak about how the family gets reunited in Egypt. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us learn from this year. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.